AP update. I'm Tim McGuire. Very few people are being seen in the streets of a practically deserted Brussels as the Belgian capital remains under a security alert in response to the people involved in the Paris attacks. AP's Maria Cheng has more.
A lot of the markets and cinemas and all the kinds of public events that you would expect to be open on a weekend have been shut down. All the metro system is still shut down, so there are just sparse pockets of people around the city at the moment.
Cheng adds the mayor of one of the towns in the area says a grave threat still exists.
One of the mayors in the Brussels region has said there are two terrorists in the Brussels region that they're quite concerned about, and we're waiting for some results to come from national security meetings this afternoon where they will decide whether or not Brussels will maintain the highest threat level alert or if it will go down.
Tension is high in Europe since the attacks in Paris. France has extended a state of emergency for 3 months. AP Update, I'm Tim McGuire.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.